if there are young folks present who want to come down, and if you want to bring a parent or a grandparent, if that would make you feel better, drag an older sibling. A number of years ago, I had the opportunity to preach when a good friend of mine was being made the head of a seminary. It's kind of like being principal of a school, except the school is for adults and it's for people who are studying to be pastors. And everybody who took part in that service got one of these. It's a candle holder. You put a candle in there, and you can see there are holes, and the light can be seen through those holes. Well, I was so appreciative because only a few of these were made. Everybody who had a part in that service got one. And so on my way home, I packed it really carefully in my suitcase. I didn't want it to break. But when I got home and opened my suitcase, guess what? It was in pieces. It was broken into pieces. And this candle holder that was supposed to be a special memory for me now was just a bunch of pieces of pottery all broken up, and I assumed I would have to throw it away. I felt kind of guilty. I felt bad because I thought, I should have packed it better. I should have carried it a different way. I didn't know. But my wife, Margaret, said, don't throw it away. And a few days later, I came in, and she had put it all back together. If you look carefully, you can see there are cracks in it, kind of scars. You see those? There are cracks there. See those cracks? Yep. It's all back together, and I can use it now, but guess what? When you put a candle in there and light it, the light doesn't simply come through the holes. A little will come through some of those cracks as well. So it actually gives off more light than it did before. That's a different kind of light, obviously, if it just comes through the crack. And there are still scars, so if you look at it closely, you can see where it was broken, but it's whole again, and not only can it hold the candle, but it actually gives off more and different light than it did before it was broken. That's what God does with us. When we feel like we've done something wrong, or we feel like we've broken someone's heart, or someone has broken our heart, or we've made a big mistake, God comes back in and puts us back together, repairs us. And we may not forget that mistake, but you know what? It allows for even more light to come through. That's what I'm going to be telling stories about in the sermon today. I'm going to be telling stories about people who have had their lives kind of broken like this pottery was, and then put back together again. And when they were put back together, they were able to give off even more and different light. So as you listen to that, I'm going to leave this sitting right here so you can see it. As you listen to that, you can remember this very special candle holder. Let's pray. Thank you, God, for being with us when we feel like we're being broken up, when we feel like our hearts are breaking, or we've broken someone else's heart, when we've made a mistake, when we've done something we shouldn't have done. Thank you for being there to work in our lives and put us back together. We pray that even more of your loving light, the loving light of Christ, will shine through us. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you all for coming down.